BBC News with Julie Candler. The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, has said an early election is the only way to ensure stability as the country negotiates its withdrawal from the European Union. In a surprise announcement, Mrs. May declared that the vote would take place on June the 8th. Police in the US say a man who carried out an apparently random murder then posted a video of the crime on Facebook has killed himself. They say Steve Stevens took his own life after being pursued by officers in the state of Pennsylvania. The founder of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, has promised the company will do all it can to prevent similar postings. An official inquiry in Ethiopia has acknowledged that more than 650 people have died during unrest in the past 2 years. In a report to Parliament, the state-approved Human Rights Commission said some police officers may have unlawfully killed anti-government protesters from the Amhara and Oromia regions. The French Prosecutor General François Molin says two Islamist militants arrested in Marseille on Tuesday had an arsenal of weapons, including an Uzi submachine gun and 3 kilos of highly volatile explosive. It's thought the men were planning an attack ahead of the presidential election on Sunday. A Saudi military helicopter has crashed in Yemen, killing 12 soldiers on board. The Saudis' allies in the Yemeni army blamed friendly fire for the crash east of the capital, Sana'a. An arson attack has badly damaged one of the few Catholic churches in Nepal. Reports say an Egyptian man staying in the priest's residence at the Assumption Cathedral in Kathmandu suffered third-degree burns. Voters are going to the polls in the U.S. state of Georgia to fill a congressional seat in what's being seen as a popularity test for President Trump. The Democratic candidate, John Ossoff, is leading the opinion polls with the campaign he called Make Trump Furious. BBC News.